This will be a big weekend for the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. It's the celebration of the new class of Hall of Famers, some live performances. I'll be out there to MC. Let's talk about it right now with the CEO and founder of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, Ron Romero. Ron, it looks as though there are going to be many more live performances this year, right?
This is going to be an incredible year. We have such a lineup. Everything from Richard Marx to Susie Boggess to blues, all the blues greats. And this is the most widespread as far as genres.
The big Hall of Fame induction is going to actually cover 2 years this time, isn't it?
It is. We're doing 24 and 25. It's a process that takes about a half a year to complete, and we weren't able to hold it last year, so this year we're combining both.
Yeah, you had the tornado do some damage to the building. Everything all repaired and up to speed now?
Fair question. Actually, it takes a long time to settle with the insurance, but almost to the day, well, actually it was to the day, we finally got a settlement with the insurance. The building is being renovated. It's a very long process. But the museum remains open, and our Gigantor, which we took down to be safe while they're redoing the facade, will return in May of 2026.
The ceremony Sunday will be at the historic Rialto Square Theater in downtown Joliet, and it's Sunday. It starts at 5, doors open at 4. Perfect, because the Bears game will be over by then. And in just a minute, I'll tell you the website to go to for ticket information. But among the honorees are radio friends Mitch Michaels and Bob Stroud. Also, WCFL will be honored. And as far as performers, the class inductees from a year ago, Richard Marx, Smashing Pumpkins, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Bo Diddley. And tell us who will be performing live on Sunday afternoon, Ron.
So scheduled to perform is Richard Marx, Susie Boggess from the country world. We have Ronnie Baker Brooks coming out and Billy Branch doing special tributes for the blues segment, along with the Freddie Dixon Band and Elevation. We also have Enough's Enough. There's actually a reunion that hasn't taken place in, I believe, 12 years, I think it was. So Donnie V and Chip as Enough is going to come together for that. And then a special dedication to Steve Goodman from Bonnie Kolak and our good friend Skip Graparis. And there's so much going on. There's a lot of performances. I do need to say, though, that Disturbed had planned on playing, but they are getting ready to go on tour. They will be there, but they're unable to play because of some scheduling equipment, you know, they're with their equipment.
Sunday afternoon starts at 5 p.m., the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet. Tell us about the museum. For people who aren't familiar with the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, you're celebrating local music and also some local broadcasting, too, aren't you, Ron?
Yeah, absolutely. The museum itself, despite the name being the Illinois Rock and Roll, celebrates, preserves, and promotes music from all genres. When you come in, you'll see things from the blues, from gospel, from jazz, country, rock, metal, everything you can think of. But it all has some kind of tie back to Illinois. People that were born here, people that recorded here that had some significant ties to Illinois. We welcome people to come in. We're right downtown Joliet, 30 miles from the city.
And I'm proud to say that there are some videos I did that are in the museum, and I am especially fond of the conversation I had with Clark Weber. That was kind of fun. So I'll be emceeing the event on Sunday, which is going to be held at the Rialto Square Theater in downtown Joliet. Tickets still available for Sunday, Ron?
We have some tickets still available. You can go right to the Rialto Square box office here downtown Joliet. You can get them online either through roadtorock.org, roadtorock.org, or rialtosquare.com. And we are very honored again to have you as MC, and of course as one of our ambassadors for the Rock and Roll Museum. And of course you are an inductee, as well. So we're very honored to have you here with us.
Yeah, well, you know what? I put that right up there with being in the media wing of the Chicago 16-inch softball Hall of Fame and being the voice of the coal mine at the Museum of Science and Industry. RoadToRock.org for all the info and ticket information. RoadToRock.org. Ron Romero, see you on Sunday.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.